23, Paul's prayer. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints for all this reason. I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelations so you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what it is in hope to which he has called you, which are his riches of his glorious inheritance from among the saints, and that in his immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put his power to work in Christ, that he risen him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in the age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, has made him the head over all things for the church, which is body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. And our scripture lesson today is from Matthew 25, verse 31 through 46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, you are members of my family, and you did it to me.
Then he will say to those on his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. And they will also answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not care for you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. I am an independent person. I need no one. I am my own person. No one owns me.
Come, bow down before your Lord, your King.
Excuse me? I have no king. I don't need a king.
The Lord Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings.
Then where is his kingdom?
It's in your heart and in your spirit.
You gotta be kidding.
No, the Lord seeks to reign in your heart, to establish his kingdom in your life.
Nobody's setting shop up is inside my head.
It's difficult to understand. The Lord Jesus Christ is seeking you out as a friend, as his witness.
A witness to what?
to God's absolute love for you and for all of creation.
All I see is war, violence, hatred, viciousness.
Open your eyes. There is more to see than that. You yourself have been a blessing to someone recently.
Me?
You!
I don't think so. What do you mean?
You recently offered your help to a person in need, didn't you? You filled a shoebox last week. You brought food. You gave money to the hurricane victims, and I personally know you walked in the rain in the crop walk.
Well, yeah, but...
You supported people who were in ministries of caring and compassion.
Of course, that's what you should do.
Why do you do it?
Because they need help, and even if I can't provide it directly, I can help financially for those who can actually be there to do it.
Why did you do it?
Because it was needed. Someone has to help, right?
It's nice that you're part of that someone. Christ's love is reigning within you.
I never thought of it that way.
Whenever you have reached out to others in love and compassion, you have reached out to Christ. You have become a part of the kingdom of God.
But I don't feel controlled or ruled over.
You're not controlled or ruled over. Christ is working with you to bring God's kingdom.
So I'm actually doing what God wants. How about that?
Well, just keep on working. There's much to be done, and God is with you through it all.
Amen.
Amen. Does anyone remember how it felt on report card day in school? Were you anxious, concerned, worried, scared, apprehensive, totally sure of yourself, all of the above, none of the above? Well, last Friday was report card day at VVS, and I relived the anxiety that I used to feel with my grandkids. We have a deal in our house. If you make honor roll, you get a special dinner out. Jacob was worried about one of his grades because due to the fact that he recently had a concussion in wrestling practice, he hadn't handed in all his assignments on time for the end of the marking period. Christina, my A student, didn't do well on one presentation, and horror of horrors, she just knew she wasn't going to get an A in guided reading. It was so traumatic. On Friday, of course, both report cards were terrific. But the agony of waiting for the actual report card, I remember it from my school days. We all have our strengths and our challenges or our weakness. I know that in school I could ace any essay or term paper given to me, but chemistry or the other sciences, that was another story. Chemistry at Cornell when I was pregnant for Laura was not a pretty picture. I can still smell those awful lab smells, and I'm still disappointed in the grade I got. Today is Christ the King Sunday, a day when we look back on the past 12 months of the year. It's kind of a New Year's Eve for the Christian year. So today, let's review our report card for the three voices. How have we done in 2017? Did we do well in the areas that are easiest for us? Did we struggle in the areas that are a challenge? How did we do according to the assignments of Jesus in today's scripture? You know, feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, clothing the naked, visiting the sick and those imprisoned, reaching out to strangers. Are we going beyond our comfort zone in the many, many areas of our church life? Or are we just status quo? As I look through my yearly planner for 2017, I was very impressed with the magnitude of mission and outreach that has taken place. I give us an A-plus in this area. Each month we've had a mission challenge, and each time that we've reached out to the congregation, we've been blessed by generosity. There were the gifts to children and the Presbyterian home at Christmas, the Super Bowl, One Great Hour of Sharing, Church World Service school and health kits, the blanket drive, the tool drive, infant items to CareNet, the Delaware trip, our generosity in supporting Brenda in Guatemala, the outreach to the Caring Kitchen, the rescue mission, the crop walks and the paw walk, the veterans projects, the overwhelming response to the hurricanes in Florida and Texas and Puerto Rico, as well as the wildfire victims in California, the 39 boxes for Samaritan Purse, the amount of financial support provided for all of these projects has been mind-boggling, both by our sessions and by you as individuals. In addition to that, you have opened your doors for Stone Soup, which this year has donated $1,212 to the Verona Food Pantry. You've opened your door to Girl Scouts, blood drives, garden clubs, occasional senior citizens meeting, Delaware trip meetings. This is just to name a few. We've tried very hard to keep in touch with our members who are unable to get out on a regular basis. We've attempted to support them by taking them communion, going caroling and singing to them, and just reaching out with cards. The fellowship activities of the Three Voices are very well received. The men enjoy their breakfasts, and the ladies have enjoyed the tea, Christmas dinners, and other informal gatherings. I believe that we do welcome newcomers into our midst. One in our family does a prison ministry each week, and others of us have done visiting in various settings. Our Bible studies are both stimulating and informative, and they're attended regularly by at least 10 people. Kevin, Mike, and I each have a different style of delivery and worship, which leads us to a diversity, and I pray that this diversity is an inspiring weekly experience for all. Finances continue to be a challenge for our three sessions. We've been blessed with endowments by those who have gone on before us, but our numbers, as we all know, are decreasing, which means that our weekly offerings are not covering all of our budgets. In other words, we're relying more heavily each year on our investments. This is a topic of concern at all of our session meetings. So this is it in a nutshell, the year in review according to PEG. I'd give us an A for effort and a suggestion that we pray in the areas of our challenges, our dwindling numbers, and our finances. But this has been my point of view. I took things a step further. At our session meeting Tuesday night, I posed three questions to our elders in an attempt to get an idea of where our leadership, where our membership sees themselves. I asked for their joyful memories, their sad experiences during the year, and how they plan to live differently in 2018. I'd like to share some of these comments today. The finalization of the transfer of the Mount Vernon property to Shiloh was both a relief and a sadness. This last detail of approval from the Attorney General ended a very long journey which was filled with many wonderful memories, but it was a bittersweet time. We continue to pray that the Shiloh congregation will be blessed in their new Mount Vernon home. Several folks, including myself, shared the sorrow of losing members and friends and family this year. We rejoice in their entry into the kingdom of God while we mourn our loss. Let's take a few seconds here to remember Mark Simpkins, Wanda Reddy, Jay Isabel, Shirley Leniker, Kevin and Linda's mom, and their tenants. Let's pause and remember those that we personally hold close in our lives. In the midst of their sorrow, we have shared with Kevin and Linda and Janet and John, as they also lost property due to fire and hurricanes. It was noted that the love of family and friends has sustained them and strengthened them in their time of need. We, as a church family, have been affected by drug and alcohol. The epidemic is real, and it is among us. We also look at heart disease, cancer, and dementia. These are cruel enemies. Again, as a family, I see us as non-judgmental, supportive, and loving of one another in our times of sorrow, our times of challenge, and our times of joy. Many of us had the opportunity to travel in 2017. Some of us traveled for fun. Some were spur-of-the-moment trips to visit family or to assist and assess hurricane damage. All agree that there's no place like home. But when we are away, we are now blessed to be able to visit our website and to hear this week's message and catch up on church news via the internet and Facebook and our webpage. Want to thank Pastor Mike and Kevin for that. You gotta love technology, but I don't understand it. We've celebrated newborn grandchildren as well as adoptions. Each day, we give thanks for our young family members who give us hope in the midst of a world that's in political turmoil. But times have changed. Attending worship and then having a large family Sunday dinner has been replaced by Sunday soccer games, football games, ice hockey, and Little League. It's difficult for some of us to adjust to these changes in family dynamics. And as we can see, it's difficult for young families to make choices. As we look back on 2017, I can ask, do we pass? Are we on the Lord's right hand or left hand? Each of us needs to ponder this scripture on our own. The opportunities to serve others, to be Christ in our community, abound. Let each of us look inward, meditate, and find ways that we can do more to serve our Lord and Savior, Christ the King, in 2018. Amen.